Today we're going to discuss one of my favorite topics. It is foundational to the belief of every follower of Yeshua. It is a subject that, in one sense, we're all familiar with, but in another sense, the topic is still new to most people. Today we're going to consider Passover. This podcast is an introduction to Passover for those who are not familiar with this important feast day. What is Passover? Passover is a celebration of our freedom that God granted us 3,500 years ago. We had been slaves in Egypt for 400 years. Moses told Pharaoh, "Thus saith the Almighty, let my people go." Yet Pharaoh refused. God sent plagues on the land of Egypt, but Pharaoh still would not let us go. Finally, Moses warned Pharaoh about the 10th plague, the final plague. The Almighty was going to take the life of all the firstborns in Egypt. That plague would even include all the firstborn of the children of Israel. What could we do so that we would be protected and spared from this terrible death? The answer is found in Exodus, the book of Exodus, chapter 12. God instructed us to take a lamb without blemish and slay the lamb on the 14th day of the Jewish month of Abib. The lamb would be eaten with a special meal. That meal included matzah, unleavened bread, bread made without yeast. The blood of the lamb would be applied to the side doorpost and the door lintel. Exodus chapter 12, verses 11 through 14 record, "And thus shall ye eat it, with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand. Ye shall eat it in haste. It is Yahweh's Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am Yahweh. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you, when I smite the land of Egypt. And this day shall be unto you for a memorial. Ye shall keep it a feast to Yahweh throughout your generations. Ye shall keep it a feast by an ordinance forever." The meal itself is referred to as the Passover, and the day of the memorial is also called the Passover. But originally, the Passover referred to the lamb that was sacrificed for our protection. Because of the blood of the lamb, the Jewish people were spared. The Almighty commanded that we keep an annual memorial to this day. We were commanded to keep this feast in all of our generations. Centuries after the Passover in Egypt, Yeshua of Nazareth, Yeshua HaMashiach, instructed his disciples to prepare the Passover meal so that he could keep the feast with them one last time before he was crucified. The account is recorded in all four Gospels. The book of Luke, chapter 22, verses 19 and 20, record, "And he took bread and gave thanks and brake it and gave it unto them, saying, This is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Likewise also the cup after supper, saying, This cup is a new testament of my blood, which is shed for you." Yeshua did not tell us to abandon the annual memorial. He specifically commanded us to continue observing the feast day in his honor. The Apostle Paul, when writing to the followers of Yeshua at Corinth, discussed Passover. We read in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 7 and 8, "Purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump, as ye are in leaven. For even Messiah our Passover is sacrificed for us. Therefore let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth." Paul squeezed a lot of information in those two verses. Earlier, I pointed out that the lamb itself was referred to as the Passover. In this passage, the apostle calls Yeshua the Passover. He is the lamb, the one who paid with his life for our freedom. Paul also mentioned the connection between the Passover and unleavened bread. Finally, the apostle told us to celebrate the feast. Some followers of Yeshua do not celebrate the Passover. They say that we don't need to observe Passover because our Savior died for our sins. Paul, however, wrote, "Messiah, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast." Not only did the apostle tell, the Almighty tell his people to celebrate Passover, not only did our Savior tell his disciples to observe the feast day, and the apostles say the same thing. But the scriptures also tell us to keep the feast because Messiah died. Keep these three points in mind as you study the subject further, and keep the feast.